Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're on to Patriots.
Let's go!
With Shu and LB on WAAF.
Every Monday, we talk to a member of our championship football team here from the area. Your New England Patriots is brought to us on
the greatest team of all time.
Mid-State Auto Group, the best, most fun place to buy a car. And Mr. Matthew Slater joins us today. Matthew. Uh-oh. Am I not? Oh, here we go. Sorry. That's my fault, Matthew. I hit the wrong button.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I haven't been doing this long enough, apparently. Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Slater.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Hey, if we could, if you could get your views on Andrew Luck's retirement, because I know you've played against. Do you know him personally?
You know, Andrew and I, our paths have crossed off the field. He was a player rep for the Colts. I'm the player rep here, so we met a few different events. And I'll say, you know, he's been nothing but a class act in my dealings with him. Just a nice, really, really nice young man, and I think he's a great ambassador for our league. And you know, you look at his situation. No one can really judge because we're not him. We haven't walked a step in his shoes. We don't know what he feels mentally. We don't know what he feels physically. So, you know, I support his decision. Appreciate the contributions that he made to the game, and I think they should be celebrated. And you know, wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
Yeah, both LB and I can't believe people were booing him, and people are criticizing him for the timing of his announcement. I think if you make the decision, and I'm only speculating this, that you know, you don't want to live in pain anymore, that's your decision to make for your family. And I just can't understand the criticism for that, unless you're like a fantasy football freak or something.
It's not about that. It's a preservation of your life to be able to play football in the backyard with your son, take your daughter to dance class.
Absolutely.
And understand, you know, I think like anything, bud, I have so much respect for you. You do special teams. You turn yourself into a projectile, and you've done a great job of taking care of your body. How much do you think about that when, you know, because you're a special teams all pro, you know?
You know, people ask me that often, and, you know, quality of life is something that I think is important for all of us beyond the game of football, especially for someone like myself who has a wife and three young kids. It's something that I do think about. It's something that you really have to be comfortable with the risks that are involved. You have to be comfortable with where you are physically. You know, I've been blessed to be able to avoid, you know, catastrophic injuries over the years. Thank God for that. And you know, you really just have to take this thing day by day. There are no guarantees in this business. Injuries are a certainty. That may be the one guarantee. So I think you have to take it day by day, try to take as good a care of yourself as you can. You know, and when it's time, it's time. You know, that time's going to come for us all. So
sure.
Only you know when it's time.
Right, right. And again, it boggles my mind that people can't wrap their head around. I mean, football, you know, I was lucky enough to play hockey for, you know, my life, and both are vicious sports. And you know, it boggles my mind that people can't wrap their head around someone wanting to take care of themselves. It's like, you know, you guys, you know what it's like, but it's like getting in a car wreck every Sunday.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's disappointing that, you know, some people are as frustrated with it as they are. But at the end of the day, I think it's really his decision and his decision alone.
And as much as we love that he's going to take care of himself, he's going to have a great life, It's kind of cool that the Patriots don't have to play against Andrew Luck anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've played with Jacoby Brissett, right? I mean, this was a couple of years ago he was on the Patriots.
Yeah.
And so he...
I wouldn't feel too sorry for...
Matthew? Matthew, there you go. Okay, we couldn't hear you there for a sec.
Oh, sorry about
that's
that.
That's okay.
No, I was just saying, you know, I wouldn't feel too sorry for the Colts. Jacoby is more than capable of getting the job done. He's a very good quarterback. He's a great leader, a great teammate, and he's got a great skill set. So I think they're still going to be a very competitive football team.
Yeah, from what I've read, he's apparently, you know, he's improved a great deal since that day he had to take over for Garoppolo.
Sure.
And so, yeah, I wouldn't rule him out. So you got the Giants on Thursday. Looks like, you know, Eli Manning's not going to play. So Daniel Jones is going to step in. This will be his first real pro start at Foxborough. Now, I know it's preseason, but to me, as an amateur, I'm thinking, wow, I'm starting in the home of the champions, the legendary New England Patriots.
Daunting.
That's got to weigh a little bit. So I wonder if you've had a similar experience, Matthew, where you've had your first pro start somewhere, or you wandered into a venue somewhere where you've only dreamed of playing, and then you're finally there. And how did that affect you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I had several of those moments as a young player. I think just coming here and being on the team with Tom Brady, Randy Moss, Teddy Bruschi, and the names like that, it was very intimidating. But one game that really sticks out is the first time I went to Pittsburgh and played there. You think about all the tradition that's there, all the great players that have played there, and it can become a little bit surreal at moments. You know, like, is this really happening? Is this me playing?
Yeah.
You know, and it's really a moment to be grateful for, to try to take advantage of your opportunity. I'm sure the young man's excited. He's been doing a great job this preseason. But this is a big game for us because this is a team that we're going to see down the road. And, you know, we need to approach Thursday with the right mindset.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Pittsburgh's such a – those fans are so mellow. They're just a quiet bunch.
Yeah. They're very polite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
as I'm sure that Patriots fans will be to Mr. Jones, they will be very polite and welcoming on Thursday.
I'm sure they give him a warm welcome.
Yes, they will. Very loud, warm welcome. Well, Matthew Slater, thank you so much for joining us again. Finally, you know, there's a lot of people talking about Tom Brady for various reasons, but this week it seems to be his choice of headwear. I was wondering if you had a special hat you were going to introduce, if there's going to be some kind of hat competition in the locker room, you know.
I think my wardrobe is limited. I don't have the Brady wardrobe.
Right.
No one can do it quite like him. He can pull off some looks that some of us can't. Yeah. So
let's go. Matt, just go simple, stupid. Jeans and a button down. White button down.
There you go.
Jeans.
There we classic.
Go. Can't go wrong with it.
Nice pair of kicks, right? Nice pair of Nikes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice. All right,
there
Matt.
It is.
Thank you, Matthew Slater, for joining us again for We're On to Patriots. And good luck on Thursday. And,
thanks a lot, guys.
We'll speak to you again soon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
There's
Enjoy
Matthew
the
Slater
day.
From your New England Patriots. We're On to Patriots every Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.